Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Siam Society Tour highlights melting pot culture of Thailand. Organized by the Siam Society for the Southeast Asian Cultural Heritage Alliance, SECHA, the travel program aims to present Thai culture in a manner that is typically less accessible to the average tourist. The Siam Society, Thailand's leading institution dedicated to culture and heritage, has initiated its inaugural study trip to significant melting pot locations in Bangkok and its surrounding areas. Aimed at dedicated enthusiasts of ASEAN cultural heritage, this four-day excursion, priced at 36,000 baht, will pave the way for the itinerary to be commercially developed, positioning Thailand as the premier alliance of civilizations destination globally. While each of the destinations has been highlighted individually in previous Siam Society study trips, this marks the first occasion they have been combined into a single itinerary. This initiative is among several efforts by academic and civil organizations that are gradually gaining prominence, aligning with the sentiments expressed by former Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin, who described it as a profound reflection of our values as a society, one that embraces differences, celebrates the rich tapestry of human beings. Furthermore, it resonates with the principles of socio-cultural unity advocated by His Majesty the late King Rama IX the Great, the Thai royal family, the Thai government, educational institutions, and various civil society organizations. The preamble of the Siam Society's announcement states, "Thailand, positioned as a crossroads in mainland Southeast Asia, has welcomed diverse populations from across Asia and Europe throughout its history. Each of these immigrant communities has played a significant role in shaping Thai culture, contributing uniquely to its development. The influences of these varied groups are evident in Thailand's language, cuisine, architecture, urban planning, and belief systems. The intricate tapestry of Thailand's melting pot culture is woven from numerous cultural threads, including Mon, Lao, Persian, Indian, Chinese, Thai, and European elements. The diverse cultural influences that have molded contemporary Thailand are showcased through its languages, culinary traditions, ancient archaeological sites, religious structures, and historical districts characterized by vernacular architecture. These sites reflect the entirety of Thai history, from the enigmatic Dvaravati period, through the Ayutthaya Kingdom, to the current Ratanakosin period. Organized by the Siam Society for the Southeast Asian Cultural Heritage Alliance, SECHA, the travel program aims to present Thai culture in a manner that is typically less accessible to the average tourist. In alignment with SECHA's mission, experts will address the conservation challenges encountered in maintaining the authenticity of various sites visited, highlighting both achievements and shortcomings. A portion of the revenue generated from this trip will be directed towards supporting SECHA's continuous initiatives to foster cultural heritage preservation and sustainable cultural practices throughout Southeast Asia. This month, the Samakhi Institute, which translates to Unity in Thai, has initiated its second annual Bangkok Interfaith and Cultural Diversity Trip 2024, scheduled for September 14. The itinerary includes visits to a Buddhist temple, an Islamic mosque, and a Christian church. Primarily aimed at students, the trip is being advertised through a poster that explicitly aligns with the 16th goal of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, which focuses on peace, justice, and strong institutions. The Young Gen hosted another interfaith peacebuilding event on August 18, in collaboration with the Thai branch of the Korean Peace Organization, HWPL, Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light. This initiative included religious peace camps that featured visits to Harun Mosque, Muang Khe Temple, and Assumption Cathedral. The event aimed to achieve three key objectives: 1. To present a case study on the preservation of interfaith peace in Thailand. 2. To offer participants the chance to engage with diverse religious practices. 3. To showcase Thailand's exemplary interfaith harmony to the international community. The integration of multicultural diversity into the mainstream resembles tributaries converging into a river, gradually making their way from various sources due to their evident advantages for both society and the economy. Promoting this asset has become a fundamental aspect of Thai foreign policy as the nation aims to enhance its global image, solidify its crucial position within ASEAN, improve its relations with the Islamic world, and advocate for membership in the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, as well as the UN Human Rights Council for the 2025-27 term. This policy, which is expected to remain consistent under the new administration of Prime Minister Paddington Shinawat, encompasses not only religious beliefs. In his address to inaugurate a campaign aimed at hosting the Interpride World Conference in Thailand, former Prime Minister Mr. Srettha Thavisin characterized the Thailand marriage equality law as not merely a legal achievement but a significant reflection of our societal values, one that acknowledges diversity, honors the intricate fabric of humanity, and endeavors to foster a world where love and respect are limitless. He emphasized the positive implications for tourism. Furthermore, we are empowering and invigorating our tourism sector as a crucial tool to advance this initiative, enhancing Thailand's reputation while driving economic growth through the MICE industry, medical tourism, and long-term accommodations for LGBTQ+ families. Last March, the former PM led a tour to South Thailand to promote peace through tourism. Preserving cultural and ethnic harmony was a central pillar of nation-building espoused by His Majesty the late King Rama IX the Great. The current monarch, His Majesty King Mahavajiralongkorn, continued this practice, having been appointed by his father, King Rama IX, to represent the royal family at significant Islamic events. He upheld this tradition following his ascension to the throne. The tourism sector within the private industry has experienced a sluggish recovery. In September 2023, during my two-year term on the executive committee of the PATA Thailand chapter, I presented a well-researched lecture entitled Thailand, the World's First Alliance of Civilizations Destination, which included what I proposed as the Kingdom's inaugural peace tours itinerary. Unfortunately, the initiative garnered a tepid response and was ultimately abandoned after one committee member, a notable tour operator, deemed it difficult to sell. A few months later, I was completely removed from the committee by a vote. The PATA Thailand chapter, currently led by Mrs. Ben Montgomery, corporate ambassador for Sentara Hotels and Resorts, risks being on the wrong side of historical developments. The Siam Society has demonstrated that melting pot study tours can create a significant revenue stream, suggesting that the Thai tourism sector will ultimately adapt to this trend. This theme is expected to gain traction as Thailand enhances its connectivity within ASEAN. The regional organization is in the process of formulating its post-2025 vision blueprint. Many scholars have noted that the predominant emphasis of the 2016-2024 blueprint was on economic aspects, which must be complemented by a more robust agenda for socio-cultural connectivity, in line with the third pillar of ASEAN integration. While ASEAN's physical connectivity, encompassing airports, roads, and ports, is well developed, the progress in fostering emotional and cultural connections remains significantly behind. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.